Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget, it's entrepreneurial heaven. A little bit of small business heaven for you there, where you can read articles and listen to thousands of archives. Yeah, that's right. At least over 2,000 archives. Shows that we've done with people in the past, our Brain Trust members over the years. Some of them go back way back. Some of them go back like several years, but a lot of them are within the last year or so, and some of them were yesterday. So check those out when you get a chance. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can find a motivational minute. We have one feature there called the motivational minute. You can see the schedule. You can see who's coming up on the show today and in the days ahead. So check it out when you get a chance, jbsba.com. One of the folks who's all over my website is our guest this half hour, Mr. Alan Friedman. Alan is the founder of the Computer Language Company. He's the author of an outstanding resource called Computer Desktop Encyclopedia, now in, let's see, which edition do I have? 17.4, I think, 17.3. Alan Friedman, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. How you doing?
All right, how you doing? I've got 17.2 in front of me. Is that right?
That's the latest.
17. Hey, I like keeping up to date with things. I appreciate that. Computer Desktop Encyclopedia, the indispensable reference on computers. Well, you got about 20,000 definitions now?
Well, there's over 17,000 definitions and 2,500 images.
Something, well, that's over 2,000.
That's over 20,000 all,
yeah,
total, right?
Yeah, over 20,000, yeah, something like that. Something under a million, folks, at least. Alan, you just had a little fun day in the big city yesterday, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I went to CBIT at the Javits Center in New York.
Yeah.
It was a fairly nice show. It was certainly not as big as the shows were a couple of years ago, but it was. It seems to be things are getting back in order a little bit.
Now, some people might be scratching their head and saying, wait a minute, I thought CBIT was in Germany.
CBIT is in Germany, and it's a monstrous show, the largest computer show in the world in Europe. But
now, what does CBIT stand for?
You know, I don't know. In fact, I was thinking about that the other day. I should really write about that and find out what CBIT
You ought to find out about that.
Right. I mean, one would think the CE would stand for Consumer Electronics.
Right.
But I'm not sure. I'll have to check that out.
Well, tell us what you found there. This is a place where you can go to find out the technology that's on the horizon, right? Or maybe even available right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There was a lot of interesting things, especially thinking of small businesses. And one area that they tend to overlook, especially if they're talking about a really small business that has 10 employees, maybe 10 computers, and that's backup. There's a lot of people trying to create backup solutions that are easy, and they're getting better at it. I'll say that. There's a few things. One of them was a company called Mira. They call it a personal server, and I was impressed with it. You plug it into your network, and it's reasonably easy. You can you put a little piece of software in each of your PCs, and you schedule when backups take place, and it will automatically handle it for you. And backup is just an area that is so boring and dull.
None of us do a good job. Most of us don't. I shouldn't say none. Most of us don't do a very good job of it, do we?
No, I'm afraid not. And there's a couple of areas of backup that I want to mention this morning. The first one, of course, is the data. If you lose your data, you lose your business.
That's right.
So you've got to back up your data. And most people don't until some kind of catastrophe occurs. And
right.
You know, I really should have done that, and it should be a routine thing. And the backup procedures that have been around for a while have been very difficult. They're not easy to do.
Well, it needs to be. Well, the problem is most of us aren't big enough to. In the past, most of us haven't been big enough to be able to justify the automated systems.
Well, the automated systems sometimes take a lot of work, and from a cost standpoint, they can be pretty expensive. This little device they call a personal server sells for $400, $400 or $500.
Right.
Plugs into the network. And is a reasonably good product. I think people should take a look at it at their website, MIRRA, Mira.com.
Mira.com.
Definitely, Yeah, and they do something else which is kind of interesting. They let you share files over the Internet without having to attach them through your email. That's a very important.
So now, this server, and so the Mira company makes a server that's used for backup.
Yeah, it's a little box. You literally buy it. You plug it into your network.
You just sort of stream it. I mean, plug it into your network like another computer.
Right.
And what does it do? Does it go probe your computers and back it?
No, you have to put software in each of your PCs and schedule. You do have to do some scheduling. A little bit in a couple of minutes, I'll mention something that's really pretty wild. But this one, you do have to go into each PC and do something.
Hold on to that thought, because I want to know more about this. I may actually want to, we tried it back up here, but we're not doing as good a job as we ought to. We're going to do this right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Alan Friedman is our guest. He's the author of The Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. It's on CD. Back at 17 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I know most of you were saying, darn the luck, we don't know what CBIT means. We thought surely that Blassingame and Friedman would know what that means. We hate it when people give us an acronym and don't tell us what it means, but just thanks to the miracles of technology and broadband connectivity, we have the answer. Our expert, Mr. Alan Friedman, knows now what CBIT means. Give it to us, Alan.
It means the Center for Office and Information Technology.
That's Say it again.
Center for Office and Information Technology. Would you like it in German?
No, yeah, give it to us in German.
It's Zentrum der Büro- und Informationstechnik.
Yeah, all right.
That's going to help you an awful lot, right?
I'm impressed. And folks, more people than were interested in that, Alan, are now saying, whatever.
Whatever. Absolutely.
Anyway, but no, seriously, folks, this is the reason that this is kind of a big deal is this is the biggest technology thing in forum in the world, and they just brought it to America from Europe for the first time. So but I want to come back to this Mira server you were talking about. So you buy the server, you put it in line in your network, you plug it in. And you have to install some software in each one of your computers so that it does what?
Well, so you can tell it what files to back up, and then it does it automatically.
And it goes and does it put each computer hard drive into its own partition in the server?
I'm not sure how many partitions it, but it just definitely just has folders. So I didn't get into that much detail. What I liked was the way the software was written. It seemed to be. Again, when you look at something for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you try to make an assessment very quickly. It looked reasonably easy. And it's something that it's extremely low cost. And
the only thing that bothers me is that only helps if you lose a computer. But if you had a fire or something like that, the server being part of the network would go up too.
That's another issue called disaster recovery. And that means off-site backup.
Yeah.
That of course is the next step. I mean, you got to do this in steps. If you don't have anything, you're in trouble. There's many, many levels to this. I saw another product that was absolutely mind-boggling, and I think anybody with a small business who is interested in buying a server or interested in backup ought to take a look at this. It's a company I hadn't heard of called Net Integration. It's a Canadian company that has a complete solution, a complete Linux server. That I was very impressed with, and I'm definitely going to do more research on it.
And, of course, Linux is the open-source approach.
Linux is the open-source operating system. But more than that, they seem to have a solution that covers all the things that a small business would need. If you needed a web server or a firewall in your network, email, it goes against Microsoft's small business server.
Right.
And it at a fraction of the cost. And if anybody is interested, they really ought to take a look at or call up or go to the site and get a local distributor, because you don't put this in yourself. You go through a value-added reseller.
Right.
The company is called Net Integration, and the website is net-itech. But they had something there that really blew my mind.
Net-itech.
Net-itech.com. net-itech.com.
Uh-huh, okay.
This product called Nitix, you install it in your network, and it goes around and finds all the computers.
Hmm.
And it does the backup without you having to do anything. It backs up everything everybody does automatically with versions.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an amazing product. They actually have that in hardware, too. It's between a $3,000 and $5,000 product, but if for a small business with 20, 30 computers, it's a real bargain.
What about multi-platform? Like, you know, some you walk into any ad agency these days, you're going to find PCs and Macs.
Well, that's a good question. I saw it working with PCs. I don't know. I can't answer that. As I said, I really just got very excited about the company because they seem to be offering a solution that covers a lot of things that people need. They need a firewall. They need a web server. They need the typical intranet structure.
Right.
And this backup thing was wild. That it just goes around, maps all the computers in the network, and does the automatic backup. You don't do a thing. It just backs up everything. Everything everybody does automatically. And that's kind of nice, especially if you don't want to. Don't have a network administrator that's on site, and you don't have to constantly go in there and make configuration changes.
What about these little keychain hard drives? Little keychain hard drives that you can get now. You know what? What do they call those?
Well, they're called a lot of things: flash drives, USB drives.
How big of those things? These are things you can. They're about the size of your finger, and or a pack of gum, I guess. Maybe would be another good example, or a Bic lighter or something like that, And how much storage have those things got now?
I think the biggest ones are 512 megabytes. They're not huge, and of course that's a removable portable thing. You have to be able to plug
it
in.
That's still a lot of text files.
Oh, that's all a huge amount of text files.
Yeah, so if you just wanted to back up a lot of text.
But it's the automatic procedures that are important. You have to set up something that schedules you to do this.
I agree. Well, you know, if you could back up your stuff every day on site, and maybe figure out have a way to back up things like once a week off site. That'd be kind of a good system, wouldn't it?
Well, it depends. Can you afford a week's worth of data to go down?
Yeah, that's
suppose
a good
you
point.
Didn't back up for a whole week and you lost it.
Yep. Now,
but in a disaster situation like that, a lot of other things are happening. So.
Exactly. You know, the thing is, Alan, the reason this is such an important topic is research has shown that 20 years ago, companies had 80% hard assets, 20% intangible intellectual property assets. Today, those numbers have reversed. Mm-hmm. More and more balance sheets are 80 intellectual, 20 hard assets. It's looking like that more and more. That's the reason this backup discussion is very important. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back with Alan Friedman. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Friedman is our guest and our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of the Computer Desktop Encyclopedia, and this is a CD. It has been a book in the past. It still is, actually, probably still out there on some shelves, isn't it, Alan?
Yes, but it's getting long in the tooth, and we're not sure about the paper versions anymore.
But you can buy it in the. You can actually buy it. You can go to their website and give us that website again, Alan.
Computerlanguage.com.
And you can buy it and there at their website and you can actually get a four quarter a year subscription, can't you?
Absolutely.
Or you can buy it one at a time, right?
Buy the current version or.
How much is one version?
One version currently is $35.
All right, and that gets you 17,000 definitions and 2,500 graphics and diagrams, and that way all they have to do really is just type in the word if they want to type in CBIT. Is CBIT in there now?
No, it isn't, because I didn't know what it was.
You're going to have to put that in there, aren't you? But if you typed in server or DSL or networking or whatever, type in any technical term. It'll pop up. It'll give you, and I've seen this. It's a beautiful definition, and wherever possible, there's a diagram of what you're looking at.
You know what, Jim? I'm wrong. CBIT has been in there. I've got so many things in here, I don't remember what it's in. I just never had the actual name in the definition of the acronym.
That's you had CBIT in there, but you just didn't have the acronym. Yeah, I got you.
Correct.
So anyway, just check that out at computerlanguage.com, right, Alan?
That is correct.
All right. And now they can also get a subscription. I mean, they just automatically. What's a 1 year subscription?
1 year subscription is $55.
All right, so that's a good deal. That's a lot better deal than the quarterly deal. Okay, now what are some other things that you found at CBIT in New York?
Well, talking about backup, there's one other thing people should keep in mind if they're buying a computer, especially if they're having it made, and that is a technology called RAID, R-A-I-D. And RAID 1, there's many different levels, but RAID 1 is a very, very simple one and an essential one. It's what is known as mirroring. You write to two hard drives at the same time, and you read from one. If one of those hard drives goes, you get alerted, and you're able to go and get a spare, you know, a new fresh drive, replace the one that's bad, and it automatically copies the entire good one left over to the spare one. So you're always working with two. Now, the reason this is important is because backing up data is one thing. Your data is essential. You go out of business if you lose your data.
Right.
But if you lose your hard drive, you lose all your applications.
Mm-hmm.
You lose all those tweakings that you've been doing for the past 2-3 years. And reinstalling the operating system, doing all the updates that you need if it's a Windows product.
You lose two or three, you could lose a week, couldn't you?
Well, it really depends. You might, and do you have the original disks for all the applications that you installed and all the downloads? Did you have them backed up? It is such a pain to take a fully configured, seasoned computer and bring it back to where it was that RAID is more than data backup. It's complete 100% ongoing fault tolerance.
Well, now, what is RAID? RAID is not a separate hard drive, is it?
No, RAID stands for the technology. It stands for Redundant Array of Independent Disks. There's various RAID configurations. All your servers use RAID, but they're starting to come into the client desktops.
Okay.
Motherboards are built with RAID on it, and it is something people don't know. Are not really
so,
aware
so
of.
Do you literally have two hard drives inside
you have
the box?
Two hard drives, side by side. I will not buy another computer without RAID.
Without two hard drives side by side with RAID.
But it's got to be RAID, and it means you're writing to both hard drives simultaneously.
Right.
And you're essentially backing up your software and your data.
So the idea is, and the RAID technology, if you install something one time, it goes to both of them. Whatever you do goes to both of them.
You're writing to both drives.
And the idea is surely both hard drives won't go out at the same time.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Now, if they do, then you're in trouble.
But if you get zapped by a lightning or something, you can't counter that.
But
let me ask you, what about the laptops? Is there room in there for RAID?
No, not really. I don't know of any.
Basically, only the desktops and servers are going to have this, probably.
That's right.
Right. All right.
Something to consider. Something to ask your people about. Ask your PC vendors. Ask your people that build your systems. Say, RAID 1, what are you doing with that? And if they don't know about it, then you should look elsewhere.
Right, right. Alan, thank you for being here. Good information today. Thanks for bringing back some good stuff from the CBIT New York, which we now know the answer.
We now know
what it means. Hey, Alan, thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us your website one more time.
Computerlanguage.com.
Check it out when you get a chance, folks. That's where you find the Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. Alan Friedman, he'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. I'm Jim Blysingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you in just a little bit.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.